Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rocking pretty hard right there, and you can rock hard at BFD with us on Sunday, September 5th at Dos Equis Pavilion, where we will have BFD featuring The Offspring, POD, Chevelle, of course, Mammoth, WVH.
Who's calling in 9 minutes?
Calling in 9 minutes. So it's 214 or 817-787-1971. We'll give you a pair of tickets, or you can get your tickets right now, and you should go now to KEGL.com.
Yeah, we're going to get into a real interesting local story at 4:05 about, let's just say, cancel language affecting a Dallas icon. Want to shout out to our friends at Live to Give. LiveToGive.com is the website to go if you would like to get signed up for their coffee subscription or buy cases of bottled water or any of their gear, knowing that half of the net profits go to charities that benefit veterans and first responders and their families. We think it's a great cause. We love being associated with them. Ben and I have Live to Give water as our bottled water up at the brewery. Anytime you go into a local convenience store and they sell bottled water, if you don't see Live to Give, find out why. Have it shipped directly to your house online. We think it's a great, great company, and we love being involved. It is Live to Give. All right, so I know Ben is like me in that the second he gets in his car, he starts handling up on phone calls. Like, you know, it's like you're on the air, you got things going on, and there's always calls to make. And I kind of always do that when I'm in my car. Is that an accurate assessment of your situation?
Oh, yeah.
So most people now are, you know, they don't want to talk to you. They want a text message, right? And obviously you can't do that while you're driving. Well, something has happened. It does not affect me. Do you guys have AirPods? I know what they're called.
Yeah.
Yes.
Apple Pods.
I have them. I've never used them because I don't know how.
I would say.
What do you mean? You put them in your ear.
That's all?
Yeah.
And then you hook it up to your Bluetooth, right?
I like having the cord because I feel like they'll just fall out of my ear a lot.
No, well, kind of, but not really.
No, I got weird ear holes too, though. You guys know that.
We know. We know.
Yeah, yeah.
Get my tongue up in there.
Has shallow caves of ears.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, one of the things that's happened in the modern world as everyone converts to AirPods is I would say 65% of all calls I make, the first 45 seconds is disconnect, confusion as someone scrambles to get their AirPods in their ear because they're not expecting a phone call because no one makes phone calls anymore. And so, I mean, this happens to me probably 65% of the time. And it's the answer.
Hello? Oh, hold on. Hey. Okay.
Stop.
I don't ever have that happen. I have what I do have happen quite a bit is you're talking to somebody and they get in their car and then their Bluetooth picks up their phone and that something like that happens. Yeah. Hold up. Wait for the Bluetooth. Hold on. Another thing that happens that makes communication hard is sometimes people's mics in their cars, whatever they're using, if they're going through their car's Bluetooth, don't pick up very well.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds terrible.
It sounds really bad.
I still drive with one hand on the wheel and one hand talking because it sounds terrible.
I think that it's, you know, obviously I'm not going to do a bunch of texting and driving, so I prefer to do phone calls and people don't want to do phone calls anymore. And I know for Ben, I mean, that's, you know, driving to Salina, that's the best time to get things done.
Oh yeah,
line up calls and start knocking them out. And I just feel like at least six out of every ten times I call someone, the first minute is just wasted time, and then usually there's, all right, I'll call you back, and you know, you just restart the call. And it's just so maddening because we have totally been geared, or at least I have, I think most people have been geared to get what you want immediately. And if it doesn't happen in the first minute, you get frustrated and decide you want to do something else. Another great example of that is slow internet. It's like, oh, okay, this internet sucks. I'm just going to go to a different country. Like, I can't wait a minute for this thing to load. I'm going insane while I wait this full minute.
The internet sucks here. The Wi-Fi, it's bad. The Wi-Fi. Now, the computers may be fast. I don't use a plugged-in computer or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the Wi-Fi here is so bad that I'll turn my Wi-Fi off on my phone. I have to turn it off here because the regular phone is faster than Wi-Fi.
Is it bad to not use Wi-Fi? Because I never connect to Wi-Fi when I go to places, unless I have to. But like, yeah, I'm always off Wi-Fi.
I mean, most of the time it's going to be faster. Mm-hmm. But if it's not faster, there's no point to it. And I also think they can data mine you once you get on there.
And hack your phones. You know, if someone's hacked that router, they can get into your phone.
Stay off the grid.
So the other thing, too, that I think, I could be wrong, this is a theory, but so big companies, big organizations are all paranoid about ransomware. And so as that thing unfolds, a lot of people are working from home. And what I think I've determined is that their firewalls are making a lot of blocked emails go down. So there's one really big organization in town I deal with, and the people that are working remotely, emails are just getting swatted down. And they're just basic communication with people you've been emailing, but there's so much extra security that it's just blocking normal communication. And I think things are getting lost in the sauce because of it, but the more dependent we are to being wired in, the more the second that you start adding those layers of security and scrutiny, the frustration is going to mount in gigantic amounts.
Yeah, I can't handle it. You're right. That's probably the most annoying thing in the world is slow internet, though. It's like I have to have it at all times. We're used to it. We're accustomed to it. It's no different than I want to go read this book. I'm going to get in my car and drive to the library and get this book that I want to read. I'm going to do it now. It was still in our hands. And I think now that the internet is like in our hands, when the internet's not working, what do? You freak out and you get in a bad mood. And then you start eating things you shouldn't eat.
How are you doing with your diet?
I mean, I like eating good food, but, you know.
Are you settling in?
I don't know what that means.
Are you having fewer peaks and valleys? Because you and Ben have both talked about this. You have mood swings whenever you start a diet. Almost everybody does.
Yeah, I don't know. That's really for everyone else to decide.
Can we get your girlfriend
on here? Because I'm mad at myself all the time. So,
I feel like the story you told yesterday about you going off on the senior citizen that you guys hit in the face with a golf ball.
His friend.
Is a good sign of your volatility.
Well, the guy came at me first.
Whoa.
So I was trying to render aid to the man who had been hit in the face.
Mouth to mouth.
His friend who put his friend in danger.
mouth to cheek hole.
Was looking for trouble. So you look for trouble, be ready to be scolded. Because, quite frankly, the ninth hole was mine at the time.
Yeah, the mood stuff is real. And I know, a part of it is when you go from just eating whatever you want to just having to eat broccoli, that'll put you in a bad mood. But then I think chemically there's also things that take place. Like I know specifically most of these diets are based on ketosis where you don't eat carbs or sugar and so your body burns fat for energy. And when you get into ketosis, that'll put you in a bad mood, man. That'll put you on edge. And I know that there's a breakthrough when you get into it. And then if you stay in it, you look to your point, you level out and get over that hump.
Yeah, I was wondering if he was feeling that yet. You're in a good place, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel pretty good, but man, the times I've, I'm doing soda now. I'm not endorsing it or anything. I'm just doing it. I believe in it. But when you first get into that, start going down that road, it feels like depression.
Yeah,
it feels like depression. I remember the first time I did it, ketosis, just during COVID. I was talking to you guys about it. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, am I depressed right now? And then somebody's like, dude, you just went into ketosis. I'm like, oh, that's a thing? I didn't even know.
Right.
So that's proof that carbs make you happy.
I think
that's what we arrived at.
Carbs make you. Well, the biggest thing for me is just the social aspect of, okay, so you're not supposed to drink a ton either and things like that. It's like there's a social aspect of things I want to do. The other night with that concert in Fort Worth, Saturday night, and it just sucks to tell everyone around you, hey, I can't really do this, and I want to go do this. And it's like, I have to stay on my thing here. I'm kind of on a schedule here, and I've got to stick with it, and I can't go over it. And it's impossible to do. That's why losing weight's hard. It's a big part of it. It's just a tough thing to do. But that's the biggest part of me. It's like, okay, well, I have to keep next weekend free because I don't want to do something, you know, crazy.
I am so impressed with... Oh, we got a special guest?
Yeah, I hate to interrupt that.
No, but... no. I'll say something impressive later because joining us now on the Mighty Eagle Hotline is a musician that will be joining us on September the 5th at BFD. Give it up for Wolfgang Van Halen, everybody.
Oh. Oh. Dial tone.
He hates me. I ran him off. Wolfgang?
We'll try again.
What were you going to say? That was impressive.
Yeah, I already forgot.
Dong size.
I'm impressed with the person that stops drinking and just keeps going out.
I can't do that. Yeah. That's how I've been drinking tequila and vodka and stuff.
That's what's really hard about this diet because I spent a lot of time at a brewery and I can't drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to retry this intro here?
Right.
Maybe it's the intro that made him hang up.
Maybe.
All right, let's do it now.
Okay.
Wolfgang, you there, homie?
Hello, hello.
Wolfgang Van Halen!
Yeah!
Woo! Hey, man, thanks for joining the Ben and Skin Show. How are we doing today?
I don't think I've ever gotten that response ever. That was really nice.
Well, it was very exciting for us because we wanted to have you on the show, and then we went to you, and there was dial tone, so we thought that you rejected us. And so now that we're hearing your voice, we feel like it's a love connection, and we're very, very excited. So first of all, we look forward to seeing you September the 5th as part of BFD. And I think why don't we jump in, and for folks that have never seen what you do live that are going to be at the concert, why don't you tell them what your show is like?
I play music.
Okay, so as advertised.
Yeah, you get what you expect, I guess.
I love it. I love that answer too. It's just that simple. And really, you do play music. Your project, you've played every instrument and sang every note on the album, which is beyond impressive. I think first and foremost. But to me, what I really love hearing you in interviews talk about. You know, where you record, the same studio where your dad is recording, and you know, capturing some of the same energy from your dad and to continue that legacy. I think that's all very, very powerful stuff. How important is that? And it's even ingrained into the name Mammoth, but tell us about, you know, how all of this project ties back to your Papa Bear.
Yeah, I think it's impossible to ignore my legacy and where I come from, but I think it's possible to kind of steer it to my own direction and be able to create my own thing. I guess that's what I'm trying to do.
As you've done that, Wolfgang, I'm curious what you would consider to be your influences that obviously aren't your dad and your uncle and that band environment that you grew up in. What is some of the other music that has influenced you to steer you in the direction you're going in?
Yeah, in terms of this project, somebody like Dave Grohl is a huge influence. You know, if you're familiar, he did the first Foo Fighters album all on his own. He played everything. And that was always a big inspiration for me. Other bands like Nine Inch Nails, you know, Trent Reznor is kind of like the brain of that band, and it kind of expands outward from him. Gosh, what else? AC/DC is another big one. Cool. Big fan of AC/DC. But yeah, so stuff like that.
Hey, Wolf, okay, so I'm super impressed that you play every single instrument on this new album. Is there any instrument you enjoy more than the other?
Drums is probably where I'm most comfortable.
Okay.
It's where I started. It's the first instrument I learned when I was around 9-ish.
Yeah, I'm a big Bonham fan, so I
have fun there. Oh, same. He's the best.
There's and then I guess there's also kind of a little bit of a lineage there because obviously at one point John Bonham's son played with Led Zeppelin, I believe, for Live Aid, and then there was a time in your teens where you were, you know, gigging with Van Halen. What is it like to be the teenage bassist for one of the iconic rock bands playing with your dad and uncle? What's that like?
It felt more like a family thing than anything. And that's what kind of kept it, like, as a really special experience. Just being able to play with my family was a really fun thing that I'm very thankful for.
So were you backstage playing Pokemon on your Game Boy?
No, I had school.
Okay, yeah.
I skipped 11th
grade. All right. We are talking to Wolfgang Van Halen, and Mammoth WVH is going to be performing at BFD Sunday, September 5th. You can get your tickets at KEGL.com. So what are you into outside of music? What do you like to do? Do you watch TV, movies, play video games? How do you spend your downtime?
Yeah, that was a great segue you actually just gave me with the Pokemon. Yeah, big video game nerd, big time.
We are too, don't worry.
Yeah, so what what are you playing? What are you getting on the sticks playing? What console, PC, what are you playing?
I got the PS5 right now, and I've been playing that game Apex Legends with my band members. We've been playing that like every night after rehearsal.
Hell yes. We started playing Fortnite together. That was a lot of fun. Played some.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, the game's gotten real stupid. I don't know if you've noticed lately. There's a lot of weird stuff.
People are too good now, man.
Yeah, they're too good. Stuff. And that's the thing. So I'll play Call of Duty, but I don't know who's on that game, but they might be actual Navy SEALs because they kill me within 2 seconds. And I'm just curious, exactly. Do you find that in Apex Legends with your squad when you're out? Do you guys just get waxed by these super sweats and ask yourselves, what are we even doing, or are you guys pretty sweaty yourself?
There's always some crazy players, but we do pretty good. I mean, my guitar player Frank and I, we won 3 games last night. Not trying to brag.
You totally brag. What are you talking about? You're flexing there.
Yeah, I actually did really good last night. I got a game with 10 kills, which is like really out of the ordinary for me. So
let's go.
Sounds really good. What's your favorite movie of all time, Wolfgang?
Ooh, that's a tough one. There's a handful of movies that I can watch over and over again, and that have to be Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Liar, Liar.
Yeah.
And Galaxy Quest.
Not seen
those,
that one.
Those three movies.
Wait, is Galaxy
are amazing?
Tim Allen, right?
That's
what is that?
Tim Allen, right?
Yeah, it's Tim Allen, Sigourney Weaver, Alan Rickman, a great cast, and it's like kind of a Star Trek spoof. It's amazing.
We're talking to Wolfgang Van Halen, and so, you know, I'm 50, so I grew up with the music of your dad, and I'm sure you've probably heard this from people my age. One of my first, famous crushes was your mom, Valerie Bertinelli. I mean, I grew up watching her, and you know how damn adorable and pretty she is, and I was reading that you guys have a really special relationship, so I'd love to hear you talk about your sweet mother there, because she's always been there in my life on television and such.
Oh yeah, she's just my biggest supporter. She's the best mom I could ever ask for. I love her like crazy.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, we're talking to Wolfgang Van Halen here on the Mighty Eagle. Before we let you go, is there anything you'd like to say to the city of DFW? We look forward to seeing you in September, but any words here for the fans before we let you boogie?
No, man, if you guys are checking out the album, thank you so much. I'm really excited to get over there and start playing. It's really exciting. We've been rehearsing for a while now to give you the best show possible.
Awesome. We look forward to it. Hey, thanks for taking the time to call in, man, and we will talk to you real soon.
Thanks so much, you guys. Take care.
There he goes. Wolfgang Van Halen.
You know, it's got to be difficult to be in a situation where, I mean, he's immensely talented, mm-hmm. right? Like, he can play every instrument. He has played every instrument on his entire album. He's got 10 kill games in Apex Legends. The guy's a badass.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then every question everyone wants to know, understandably, is about your parents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't ever go anywhere and I'm like, people are like, tell me about Bill and Ann. What were your parents like? You know, I don't get that. And it's got to be a challenge. And I just have respect for the way he carries himself with that. Like, he's like, look, I'm going to continue with that same energy, but somehow make it my own. And that's pretty cool. It sounds like a challenge.
I think so. The other thing, too, is you never know about someone's personality, right? Mm-hmm. So a good example is Dave Grohl is an amazing personality, and he's a very engaging interview. There's a lot of wildly talented people that just want to do their work and don't want to talk to anonymous people they've never met and get asked questions.
Oh, yeah, it's the whole Olympics thing, right? Or the tennis player.
Luca's like...
Oh, yeah. I'm blanking on her name. Number one female tennis player in the world.
Tennis player's like, look, I don't want to do interviews.
Right.
I just want to go do my thing.
And Christina said it too there, Luca, like... the last thing Luca wants to do is talk to people in his third language.
Yeah.
Right? That he's not even 100% completely. There's sometimes, man, during those interviews on after the Mavs game where he'll stop and go, I don't know what you're asking me because I don't know what that word is. Like, there's a lot of things that we just, words we use every day that we take for granted, you know, they just don't translate. And he's sitting there searching going, I don't know what that person's talking about.
Also, I think it's really hard to fathom. I mean, he's 30 now, but he said he skipped 11th grade. He goes on tour for 12 to 18 months at a time. And think about the fan base of Van Halen. I'm not saying there would be kids his age there when he's 16 or whatever. But, you know, like, it's just, what a, you're away from your friends. Who knows, maybe some friends get to go on tour, whatever.
That would be cool.
But what a wild life to, like, just be away from all that. Your friends, your social scene, if there is one, you
and
know.
And then go back. Like,
hey, and then
guys.
Just go back.
Yeah. And your dad is probably the most influential guitar player of the last 40 to 50 years.
Insane.
That's a lot of weird pressure. Do you guys? He mentioned that his favorite instrument was drums.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know the story about his dad and his uncle and the drums?
I know he learned drums from his uncle. But
one of them put their balls on the drums when the other one wasn't there?
Stepbrothers.
Oh, okay.
That's Stepbrothers.
Yes. Okay.
No, so Eddie Van Halen bought drums, and then when he went out on his paper route to pay for it, and raise money. Alex
cousin would, put his balls on them.
His brother Alex put his balls on him and then mastered the drums.
Yep.
So he's like, well, hell, I'll just play guitar then.
That's awesome.
Wow.
And then he went on to be that. And we didn't even ask him, but his dad also had all these. You know, I wasn't to your point, but I didn't know how much he wanted to talk about his dad.
Yeah, it's probably a mood thing, right? Because every interview he does, that's all people are going to want to talk about. And at least initially, they're going to want to spend a large portion of the interview talking about that. And not only is that got to be a drain, you know, he's also still dealing with the loss.
Yeah. You know? And it's also like, you know, that was 6-7 months ago. I just released a new album.
Super fresh, right?
We're doing, like, what would Eddie have been like if Eddie's dad was a guitar legend? I have no idea what Eddie Van Halen's dad was.
He was a musician. And I think he played violin or something. His dad was a legendary musician.
I believe it. Yeah. I mean, at the time, if there's a lot of press going on, you think Eddie Van Halen would have won a lot of questions about his dad? Like, I don't know. Like, how?
Either way,
it's just kind of.
Is that a real last name?
Van Halen?
I believe so.
Pretty awesome, because I don't think Von Erich is a real last name.
You watch your dirty mouth over there.
I think Von Erich was a creation.
You're insulting a generation of Austrians.
How was there not a Von Erich named Ronnie?
I mean,
or a Van Halen named Ronnie. Ronnie Van Halen?
What about
my God, that's my new alias.
Ronnie Van Halen.
I like Van Halen Von Erich. By the way, shout out to Naomi Osaka, the great tennis player that we forgot her name. All right.
It looks like Van Halen is the real last name. Funny, though, that Lee Roth is not a real last name.
What is it, David Dong?
No, it is. Apparently it is. Sorry.
David.
Wait, what? That was so quick.
Fact-checking on the fly.
No, it was a joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where was the funny part?
It was just a throwaway line.
Coming up next.
Like one of those. You got a whole collection. You're not trying to shoot your A shots right here. It's kind of more of a layup line type.
Okay, here it is. The Von Erichs. Original last name was Adkisson.
I'm on their diet. But September 5th.
Yes.
And, that's when BFD is. And we're giving away tickets. Oh, we already did it. Sorry. We already did the giveaway.
Okay, Kevin, thank you for that broadcasting. Coming up next, we will get to Around the Sports. Let's talk about the Home Run Derby. We'll talk about Stephen A. stepping in it. And we'll get into some Olympics hoops chatter and a little All-Star Game talk. All that's coming up in Around the Sports before the Today game. And then did cancel culture destroy a Dallas icon? All that's coming up on the Ben and Skin Show. Don't miss it.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.